Jerry Foley on Today FM.
Today FM, play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Brain fart there, I do apologise. Red Foley on, there's JP.
Oh yeah.
Joining us in studio is Annette Freeman.
Hi, how are you?
How are things? Ah, sure, I'm surviving. We're going to Westport tomorrow. We haven't announced it yet. We're going to Westport tomorrow.
Oh,
we're doing the show
amazing.
For... Yeah.
Are you taking the train?
No, I'm driving this evening.
All right. Yeah. We're all spin.
It is a... I'm the worst at packing, though. We're only going overnight. I'm bringing himself.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have to pack for him as well?
I have to pack for him. I have to bring... Oh, change the nappies and baby grows in the whole nine yards. Wet wipes.
Did you book a family room? You did.
Pseudo creme. Metanium.
The panthen.
What's the stuff for the gums when they're teething?
Bongella.
Bongella.
What about me rusks?
Gripe water.
You know what it is? It's a pain, and then I need to get the bottle warmed. Then when we're inside the restaurant,
then you have to think about some place you can stop along the way to heat the bottle.
Yeah,
because it won't have it cold.
And then what's the plan for the dinner tonight? Are we going to the restaurant? And if we take him to the restaurant, we take him to the restaurant with us. We have to give him the iPad, and you just hate being those parents, don't you? Here, give him the phone. Put on the what are the colourful monkeys? What's that one? It's not Lululemon. What's it called?
I don't know.
What's the thing with the kids watch? It's like Lululemon. 08744101102. It's the kids watch this crap now. It's not like when my kids were babies, they were watching like In the Night Garden and Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I was going to say In the Night Garden. That was a great one.
Did you see yourself as coming back?
Who?
Sophia the First.
Oh, is she?
She
wasn't big when we were. Oh. Now, when you're going to Westport, what road do you take? Do you go through Athlone, like stay on the N6, or do you go the N4 through all the little villages?
Whatever Google Maps says.
Yeah. That's shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, bypass Central. No offence, Kinnegad or Enfield. Sorry about that now.
Oh, whatever the, like, the.
Yeah, I suppose if you are going to Westport, you do kind of need to go through the Mullingar route.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Evan, yeah. Kenny and Leanne have been in touch.
Lululemon.
Cocoa Melon.
Lululemon.
I miss Rachel as well. I'll put Miss Rachel on the phone.
Two.
I'll get them.
Two.
Could you just bring out some mash, like a little bowl of mash with some gravy on it from, and some, we put on Miss Rachel.
Yeah. I love Miss Rachel.
A baby bowl. You need a baby bowl.
A little baby bowl.
My words are better after looking at Miss Rachel.
Hello, you. He thinks Miss Rachel is his girlfriend.
That'd be lovely. Make a nice match.
Be lovely.
He's going.
We are going to Westport, though. It'd be great crack.
We're going to Westport tomorrow.
I do
like Westport. Doesn't everyone?
Westport.
Everyone loves Westport.
Is there anyone that doesn't like Westport? It's just the best place.
I'm from Ballina. I think I might be obligated
to not like Westport.
It's not that I hate Westport. Westport is idyllic. It's beautiful.
It's got a nice water feature. The Weir.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. I genuinely am looking forward to it.
I love it. It's, even though it's in the county I'm from, it's like you're in a different county. Stunning. Absolutely.
But packing, though.
Why is this a problem for one night?
This is it. I think it's the ADHD that it's like, I have to get all my stuff ready for that. And then I don't get it ready until I'm literally walking out the door. And then it takes me 45 minutes and I'm late. And I have taken literally everything I own is in the boot of the car. Everything I own. I've just taken everything.
That's the safest thing to do. I'm not good at packing either. And I just lash everything in. And even when I have packed the bag plus more, I'll still go back into the house and, you know, pull a pair of jeans out of a drawer and get another pair of runners and just throw them in.
I've taken three pairs of shoes.
I was going to ask, how many pairs of boxers are you taking?
How many times are you climbing the reek?
I'm not climbing the reek at all.
How many pairs of boxers, Ray? Answer the question.
Three. I've brought three pairs of boxers for one night.
In case what?
And that's not including the pair I've on me.
In case the baby ball goes wrong.
Well, do you know what he's like? The minute I turn off Miss Rachel, the baby ball goes up in the air. He has it thrown all over the place, gets it everywhere.
I'll go one spare pair, but not two. That's ridiculous.
I just have this,
one night?
Yeah.
One spare pair.
I think we've been away on, like we've done nights away before. Or shows away where I have had stuff spilt on me and then I've been ruined. Like back in the day, I think I have.
You're expecting a wild one.
I'm always mindful of like the worst happening. So I always pack. Have I told you about my new boxers actually? Speaking of packing.
Do you know you never had a chance to? I don't believe.
Really want to hear about that.
Would it be appropriate?
Yeah.
I got these new boxers. Do you know the young fella that cycled to Australia?
Yes.
Rosie Tuazi.
Correct.
Fergal Gian.
Correct.
We must get him on again.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask him about his boxers. Couple of things. Because he travelled thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles cycling. I'd say that if your boxers in tatters, doing all that cycling.
I don't even know if you'd wear boxers. You'd have the cycling shorts on.
Like maybe. The padded. Yeah. You know, the maybe, padded okay. cycling shorts.
That's the only reason you wanted to talk to the guy who cycled to Australia.
Well, we've spoken to him about the cycle already. I mean, we're not going to cover that again, but there's one element that I haven't asked him about.
Hi, Fergal Chicky here.
Just wanted to check out the boxer situation.
Are you okay to talk about your jocks? Send.
There are these boxers, these mesh boxers you can get that take up very, very little space.
Mesh.
Can you see through?
You can.
Well, would it be inappropriate for me to show you? I'm wearing them.
Well, can you show us the back and not the front?
No, I don't.
Well, don't look away. You look away. I don't mind.
I bought them a couple of weeks ago.
I swear,
no word of a lie. Well, I've got.
Are they like the ones they give you when you're going into hospital?
No. What? Do you see that kind of material?
Breathable.
It's like a netting sort of.
Yeah, it's not a very wide mesh. See, it's a thin mesh.
Yeah. See, so it actually still looks
breathable.
Like. Breathable. Yeah, but it's thin. Like, see, so it's got a regular boxer. What's that?
Band.
A band.
The waistband, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the actual material itself is made of this sort of mesh.
Yeah.
Netting.
Yeah.
But it's not like completely see through.
It's not, thank God.
It just reminded me of something.
But I'm no word of a lie. I swear to God. They are so comfortable.
Game changer.
They're so light and they're so comfortable. And the thing that they say is that they're great for traveling because they take up so much space and they're so light and they wash really well, really quickly. So you can wash them.
In the sink, in the hotel.
Or whatever, yeah. And then hang them out. And then they'll be dry in an hour or two, like very quickly. They're practically dry coming out of the washing machine.
My boxers are made of micro skin. So I get micro skin boxers. My name on Reddit.
JP's name on the apps.
Uh-oh, it's block that lad.
he's got
three strikes on him.
The gentleman believed to be using the alias micro skin.
They triangulated his mobile signal. He was pinging off everything. Natasha.
Schlieveen. Actually, that's one of my faves. I use the expression Schlieveen quite a bit.
You do? You use it a lot.
You're surely out. Schlieveen. You should use it at home. I use it with JP a lot, wouldn't I? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you?
Schlieveen. This is in the Dáil yesterday, an exchange, a fire exchange between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou McDonald. Actually, we start with Mary Lou. And her use of the word Schlieveen.
Well, shame on you. Shame on you.
Your time is up now, but I would ask you on behalf of the House to withdraw the name that you've just used.
It's true.
Will you withdraw that?
A Schlieveen is a Schlieveen.
Oh, she's saying it a bit posh though, isn't she,
yeah,
Mary Lou?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Schlieveen.
Schlieveen.
There's a H in there, Mary Lou. There's supposed to be a H. And if you're going to use it right. It's not Schlieveen. Like it's... like something attached to the jumper or the armour of your jumper, a Schlieveen, a small sleeve. It's a Schlieveen.
A Schlieveen is a Schlieveen.
That's fine.
A rose by any other name and a Schlieveen by any other name. Shame on you.
All right, Schlieveen. Any idea, Nettie, what Schlieveen is?
Schlieveen, Schlei.
Schlei, Schlieveen?
Schlei.
Not to be trusted.
Yeah,
general kind of snakiness, I would say. Yeah, lack of, not trustworthy.
Would you use it in your own day-to-day, Annette?
No, I would never use Schlieveen. No.
I don't know why I use it. I don't think I've always used it.
You use it all the time.
I do use it a lot.
That's Schlieveen. I said it's really
you think a lot of people are out to get you?
It's a Schlieveen. I think you're Schlieveen.
I'm not a Schlieveen.
Yeah, you're a Schlieveen. She's a Schlieveen as well.
The guy at the front desk is Schlieveen.
You know that fella down there, he's a Schlieveen. Actually, that's John. He's all right, actually.
He's nice. John's okay. A lovely guy. Yeah.
The other fella, though, he's a Schlieveen.
You've got on both Schlieveens and chocolate teapots.
What about...
And dregs.
Dregs. Now you've got it.
Dregs, chocolate teapots, and Schlieveens. If you're...
What about Kjolan?
What?
Kjolan. Have you never heard of Kjolan?
No, what? Hang on.
Kjolan. Nothing came back.
Is it a...
Kjolan.
And is it a term of abuse?
Yeah. Kjolan would be a bit of a maggot, like somebody who'd be a bit of a...
A gobdo.
Gobdo?
Or is a troublemaker.
A Kjolan.
A Kjolan.
An incessant silly talker or babbler is what they have here. Kjolan.
Hello.
Brilliant Irish word survived. Its literal term, modern Irish, Gaeilge, and as a sharp, highly specific insult in older Hiberno English slang. So it can be like a silly talker or a babbler.
Kind of I didn't think that's what it meant. I thought it was like somebody who was particularly nasty, like naughty. Like,
don't be making a kyol on of yourself. Stop talking yourself silly. Right,
maybe that's what my mother meant all along.
Gobdaw then. What is like gobdaw? Is it just like
well, gob is mouth anyway, yeah. And I think gobdaw refers to a jackdaw, which apparently is a very famously stupid bird,
a fool, yeah. An idiot, a loudmouth blowhard who talks absolute nonsense without having any actual substance or intelligence to back it up. The provenance is gob, mouth, and daw is from jackdaw. Yeah. The compiling of the two of them, like we'd be using jackdaw a lot. You know, historically in Ireland, gobshite, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
As one myself, as a card-carrying member of the club. other terms of Irish terms of abuse, aside from shlieveen.
Is flute particularly Irish? He's on flute.
I don't think you'd hear flute anywhere else, would you?
I doubt they're saying that in England.
You know what? Another one that like you kind of say like in a pitiful, sorryful way, you crather, the poor crather, like a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, that's just creature, isn't it?
Creature. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. One you use on the show a lot here, dose.
Oh.
Yeah, dose and melt would be interchangeable for us, wouldn't they?
And
sap.
Sap as well, yeah.
Sap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. GPT's come back. Well, I've just put in dose and it said, this is for informational purposes only. For medical advice or diagnosis, consult a professional.
What about goul?
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah. G-O-U-L or G-H-O-U-L?
There's no E now.
What?
G-O-W-L.
Oh, goul. G-O-W-L. Goul. Is that a...
it can be a place name too, you say.
Or a body part?
Is it?
A fool, an idiot, an annoying person, or a complete clown. They all mean pretty much the same thing. Gowl is a legendary piece of Irish slang. You hear it used across the country. It's in its undisputed sacred crown jewel of the Limerick City dialect. I would have thought Cork would have been strong users of the expression gowl, along with Limerick.
Right. Donna from Slimming World says, you big ham. She's down on big hams.
But she does.
Portion size. Portion size.
How many points is that, Donna?
I would never use the phrase.
You wouldn't be allowed.
I was in
to
Slimming World for years. Is it Slims? What are they called? Skims? What's the
Skims are the underwear for women.
Yeah,
Kim Kardashian brand.
But there is a measurement of
Slims.
Is it Slims or Skim?
I don't know. Like I know?
You do not.
Well, we go around the houses here. Valerie says it's Slovene in Kerry. No, just corrected himself in real time. Says it's Schligeen.
Schligeen.
A Schligeen. Billy says that fella's a right lug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Schlieve Ian was Ian Mountain. I don't know what that means, Shane, but thanks anyway.
No, Schlieve is Schlieve as in Mountain. Ian. Yeah, that's just been him being stupid.
You could say
he's a gobshite now.
Away with the fairies, says Leanne. Yeah.
Yeah, away with the fairies. Yeah, I would say away with the fairies. I might say away with the fairies on a daily basis. What about a bit of Malafoostern?
Malafooster. Fooster is like you're foostering with yourself. That's like when you're jigging. If you're busting to go to the toilet,
yeah,
you're jigging.
Malafoostering is wasting time, you know.
Oh, like I would say foostering would be like if you're itching at yourself or scratching, and your granny, my granny would say, "Would you stop foostering with yourself?"
It's malafoostering.
Like fidgeting.
It doesn't mean what we think it means. It means to destroy, wreck, or ruin. Malafooster.
Foostering, or noun, a foosterer. It is to fuss about aimlessly, to fiddle with things in a disorganised way, or to bustle around, making a lot of frantic movement without actually achieving anything. A foosterer.
Foosterer.
And there's jigging, jig acting.
Gallivanting.
Oh yeah.
I love a bit of gallivanting.
Yeah.
I do. You're going gallivanting now this evening. That's what you're doing.
We're going for gallivanting in Westport.
Limited gallivanting, in fairness.
Have we wrapped everything up?
I think that's most of it, isn't it?
Then there's the phrases then, like divil a bit.
Yeah, what
is
that about?
Sorry, we missed one there. Plaw moss. Have we plaw moss?
Buttering you up.
Yeah.
Plaw moss.
Sorry, joking.
That's just Irish, though.
What?
That's just Irish. Plaw moss is
an Irish word for buttering.
But divil a bit, where does divil a bit come from? We all know that it means not at all, or hardly, or not much.
It means very little.
But why?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Good man.
Divil, in literal, in Gaeilge... is, by the way, this is GPT telling me this. Divil in Irish is used as a strong negative descriptor. So if you're saying divil, like I'm divil tired, or I'm, it means I'm wrecked tired, very tired, or I'm, I don't know, divil cold, whatever. So divil a bit is very little.
Right, so it'd be like damn all.
Yeah, damn all. Yeah. But it's, it has more survived as an expression in that sense, just that bit.
Barry's Andrada says, my dad called me a ginnet for years. I quiver at the word now.
That's a donkey, isn't it?
Yeah, some type of an animal.
It's an ass.
My dad used to call me a twillix. Now, that doesn't mean anything.
Twillix.
I don't think twillix means anything.
Could I posit? Knowing you as I do.
Okay. Tread easily, my friend.
I would suggest it's a cross between a twit.
And what? Oh, sorry, right.
Can you say the word again?
A twit and a twix.
A shoe does fit.
A twit and a twillix. A twillix. So it's a cross between a twit and a word that ends with X.
Famously, he also used to call me a thundering gazebo as well, but that was just, I think that's a Bob original.
Classic. I think we've covered everything there.
Yeah, I think
so. Any further ones worth exploring, feel free to drop them in. 0874 100 102 on the 087.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I love a bit of abuse.
Got ya.
Yeah.
So what have we settled on? We've said Schlieveen, chocolate teapot, and dregs. They're the main ones, and then all the other ones are also around.
Ray Foley on Today FM.